This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. Since all this market action may be affecting some folks' blood pressure, deep breaths, everyone, let's talk about health for a bit. Your doctor isn't supposed to share your health information with anyone without your explicit consent. HIPAA, the Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act, makes sure of it. The health apps on your phone, however, like the period tracker, the WebMD searches, the one you use to chart your diet or cholesterol, that's a whole different story. And while many health-related websites and apps promise that they're not transmitting any data that counts as sensitive personal information, who gets to decide what that means? Tatum Hunter is a technology writer with The Washington Post, and she's been reporting on this. Tatum, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
So doctors and hospitals aren't supposed to share my medical information without my permission because of HIPAA. Why doesn't that apply here when we're talking about apps?
So the way HIPAA's set up is that certain entities have to abide by it. That might be an insurer or a doctor. But health apps aren't one of those entities. So if you are, in a session with a therapist on a health app, that's likely protected by HIPAA because they're a provider. But if you're clicking around, even outside of your therapy session on a therapy app, if you fired up a symptom checker such as drugs.com, that's not protected by HIPAA, and neither is what that app learns about you.
So what kind of information is being gathered and where is it being shared?
In this case, we saw your activities inside the app, such as what pages you visited, in the case of WebMD and drugs.com, what concerns you were researching, getting paired with user identifiers that are linked to your phone, and then sent off to ad companies.
Some of this data comes from apps that we download and willingly use, or websites that we go to on our own, and we sign off on these privacy policies, often without reading them. But in your reporting, you also found ways that our health information is shared even when we don't opt in. What does that look like?
So all of these apps have privacy policies, that we accept when we use them, but we might not understand what that entails. For example, somebody who had said yes to drugs.com's privacy policy might not understand that that app is communicating with 100+ third parties behind the scenes. So what is the user's expectation when they say, sure, yeah, you can use my information to, for example, improve your services? It's hard to really wrap your mind around those downstream effects, such as information about your health concerns potentially landing in the hands of employers, insurers, credit grantors, or government agencies. Because once information has kind of trickled out into the digital ad ecosystem, it's incredibly difficult for journalists, researchers, or especially consumers to keep track of where it lands.
All right. HIPAA is clearly not protecting all of our health information online at this point. What other protections might be out there for patients or consumers? Or is there anything in the works?
Some lawmakers have identified that this is a problem and are trying to rein it in. For example, there's a California assembly member who's proposed a bill that would redefine the state's medical privacy law so that medical information includes data gathered by mental health apps. So right now, there are no good protections for this, but people are noticing it. As always, the burden kind of falls to consumers to decide what apps they want to engage with right now.
And what can people be doing now if they don't want that information shared?
So if you're using an iOS device, such as an iPhone, when you get that prompt that says, ask app not to track, go ahead and always ask them not to track you. If you're using an Android device, you can do something called resetting your Android ad ID. You can punch that into Google to figure out how. And what that does is it basically wipes clean the set of numbers that's linked to your phone so that advertisers have a harder time tracking you across the web. And recently, Google changed its policies so that you can turn off that ad ID altogether.
Tatum Hunter is a technology writer with The Washington Post. Thank you very much.
Thank you.